Welcome to the Love and Light Podcast,
powered by 103.9 WDKX,
with your hosts, Lovely Warren and Willie Lightfoot.
This is the Love and Light Podcast.
Welcome back to the Love and Light Podcast, podcast number 6, where we talk about the things and the people we love, and we shine light on the things that people don't talk about or don't talk about enough. What's up, sis? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I am so excited. The Love and Light Podcast is powered by 103.9
WDKX.
Absolutely. And so today we're going to talk about some things today.
Yes.
It's going to be really, really empowering, enlightening, but also some things that we need to talk about in the community. But before we get started on the topic, we definitely want to shed a little bit of love.
Shine some love. It's Mother's Day. Of course, y'all know by the time this show airs, it will be Mother's Day, may have passed. But we want to take an opportunity and pause and just say, you know, God bless to all of our mothers out there, our beautiful mothers out there, and those soon to come mothers, and those that are playing in mother roles, because we know we have a lot of sisters.
Our aunties.
Yes. So we say big up, and we lift y'all up in this space. I lift my mom up, and we also want to say that, you know, we appreciate those, because we know this can oftentimes be a tough time for individuals during this time. And I know, Lovely, you know, with your mom and everything, mm-hmm. coming up, and so
some of our mothers have gone on to glory, and you know, we definitely missed them
very much,
but we know that they're smiling down on us and with us every day. So
but there's a particular mother we want to lift up today
who's also an angel.
And
so that's Mrs. Langston. As you all know, we often talk about the men that have done a lot in our community, and we haven't spoken enough about women. And so I believe that beside every great man is a great woman cheering them on. And that's what we had with Mrs. Langston. Mm-hmm. And she is the reason why, you know, when we talked to Andre from, you know, the owner of WDKX, he actually started this podcast network. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Because of his mother.
Mm. And I would tell you one thing about Miss Langston, Queen Langston, when I saw she just came off as so regal. She just regal to me. Like,
she had this, this presence about her, right?
This regal presence that you just loved being in the room of, and just appreciate the queen. And we just wanted to lift her up in this space, especially with Mother Day coming up. And we just so much appreciate her and have so many fond memories of the blessings that she brought to every room that she entered.
Yes, absolutely. And I just remember when the city, when we named Andrew Langston Way downtown after Mr. Langston, and, you know, just how proud she was and how beautiful she stood, just really in the moment, you know, recognizing the great work that her and her husband did for our community here in Rochester, New York.
So shout out to them. We send love and light to them, and we appreciate the legacy from the great late queen, regal Miss Langston. Amen.
Ms. Gloria Langston. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
So you know, today, listening to the Love and Light Podcast, this is Willie Lightfoot.
And this is Lovely Warren.
This is podcast number 6, powered by 103.9 WDKX. So what we going to get into today? I mean, we'll recap last show, show number 5. We were talking about our why and our how when it comes to politics. And I think we really, you know, some of our listeners, the feedback that we got, people wanted to know, like, how do we get involved? Why do we get involved? And so we touched on that in the last podcast. And then what came up out of that, we were talking about just the times that we're living in.
Living in unprecedented times.
Amen. We are living in truly unprecedented times.
So when we talk about living in unprecedented times, you know, I think that there are some major things that's happening across our community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not lost on us that, you know, what's happening, you know, today never happened before, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we're living in the age of the internet, Mm-hmm. We're living in the age of Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're living in the age of COVID just, you know, rocked our entire community. We're living during some unprecedented times, and
violence,
you know, there's
a
lot that's happening.
Before. Yes.
When we think about something that we read about just a few weeks ago, one in five elected officials say they're likely to quit by 2024.
So exactly. And so this was an NPR article that came out, and it said one in five, as you just said, local elected official said they're going to quit by 2024. Then we see, and as I was doing research, because we're talking about, you know, not only we're all living in these unprecedented times, but even more so, our leaders are being tasked, and what we're reading is that they're having a lot of leadership fatigue, and we're seeing teachers that are walking out of the schools. We're seeing
CEOs are walking away.
Mm-hmm. Pastors, this study that they did, 42% of pastors saying that they want to quit, that they want to quit full time ministry because of the stresses of the job, and they feel alone. So these are just some of the statistics that we've been studying and we've seen, and we're saying we don't like really realize how much stress and what we've been through and how the impact that that's having on our society.
Oh, absolutely. But on top of that, we have what we're talking about. Parents, you know, are also feeling a little bit when it comes down, you know, a little bit of fatigue, but, you know, frustration when it comes down to the responsibility that's happening around their children. And
I pray for parents today that are raising children today. I am so impressed. And I have to say that I really want to encourage that we see you parents that are out there in these times that we're living in now with the challenges that are before families and children. We've never seen what we're seeing today. We've never seen what we've seen today. We did not have these kind of obstacles.
You talking about the riding up on, you know, school property, trying to hit kids, making them run out of the way, and
shooting at people in front of schoolyards, broad daylight, with no regard for life. The Kia kids that stealing cars and smashing grabs, and the things that we're seeing today, I just feel like
complete disregard for humanity.
Absolutely.
Complete disregard for their own lives. Like I saw a video where a young man was riding in a stolen car. He's in a back seat. This happened, I believe, in Detroit or somewhere, and literally they ran into a school bus, and he's fallen out of the vehicle. Like literally falling out of the vehicle. They're hanging out, and you know, whoever was driving ran into a school bus, and the kid literally falls out of the car. It's not even disregard for other folks' lives. It's their own lives that they're not valuing.
We had a situation here locally in Rochester here where the lady driving down the street and the kid falls out the car. You know what I mean? And so, you know, we're not even, like you said, it's not even just impacting adults, but this is on all ranges from young to old. We're living in times that I believe we've never seen before. And some would argue and say, well, we've been through slavery. We've been through civil rights. We've had tough times before. I would submit and argue that these times are different.
It is different because, number one, you know, you have instant information, right? Readily available. So sometimes when people see something happen somewhere else, they want to repeat it. It's right there available at their fingertips. And, you know, people want to be that, I feel like sometimes they want to be that next, you know, instant superstar, that next influencer, the next person that people talk about. And, you know, I think that we're just living in some really interesting and unprecedented times. And, you know, and it makes me wonder. One of the things that it makes me wonder, and I know that you're a pastor as well, but, you know, do you believe that we're living in our last days? Like, do you, like, as a, yeah, and I don't want to get preachy and, you know, get all philosophical all of that. But it really makes me think, you know, having been born and raised in the church and all of that, are we living in our last days? And are we seeing what the Bible talks about play right before us?
Well, that's a good question. That's a great question. And I would have to say, as a pastor, since you asked me from that particular perspective, when I'm not going to take you to church, but at the same time, the same time, we got to go to the good book. What does the good book say? The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous. It goes on and on and on and on.
Now that's the word right there.
So you know, let the church say amen. Right there. Are we not seeing that play out today more than we ever have before?
Listen.
So my answer to that question is yes, I do believe we're living in the last days.
That is. I mean, I can't say that I disagree with you just because, as you just quoted in scripture, you're seeing what the Bible talked about play right before your eyes. And, you know, it makes me think about, you know, those times when you saw God's hand move, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, you know, not to also get philosophical and go over in the ditch. But when you think about those times, like with Sodom and Gomorrah, mm-hmm. and you know, with even the days of Noah, and you know, with Jonah, you know, when God's hand really, where he said, like, look, I had enough. Mm-hmm. Look, I had enough. Let me deal with some things. I'm gonna have to deal with some things. I'm gonna have to deal with some people. I remember when my grandmother was alive, she would say, you know, you want me to pray for you, or you want me to pray about you, right? Mm. And so, or even, you know, let me pray with you so that, you know, God's hand, they don't have a direct course to you, and let us have some buffer in between. But what I see playing out right now is that people have literally lost their moral compass.
The moral compass.
And they've lost their faith.
That is the difference. That is the difference between when you look at those other periods of time that we've had. When you look at the, you know, of course, this is way before our time, the Depression, the slavery, civil rights, all of these different things that we've had happening. During those times, you saw what you saw happening, especially with, let's be specific, with black folks, right? Especially with us in our culture. You saw people more gravitate to the church, more gravitate to their faith, right?
Their faith, no matter what their faith was.
That's what got us over.
Rather it's Muslim, Christian.
Whatever the faith was, mm-hmm. they gravitated to more faith. Now what do we see in the statistics? We see that like 70-something% of the people in America don't even acknowledge to have a faith. We see over 40% of people the churches have decreased by over 40%, right. Especially since the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Instead of us seeing with all of these things that are happening, people gravitating more towards their faith and something of a moral fabric that can hold them up during these times, we're seeing people going to other things, self-medicating themselves with drugs, alcohol, you know, suicide rates are up more. People are just not being able to cope.
Yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you that I agree. And,
all right.
You know, rather you're talking about from... If we're talking about black people from the beginning of time, from our very existence, mm-hmm. we had a belief in a higher power, mm-hmm. you know, from our roots, rather, you know, in Africa, we had a belief and we had a faith in something that grounded us in and was our moral compass, was what we guided ourselves by. And today, I feel like we've lost that. I might piss some people off here,
okay.
but I'm going to go there.
Let's go
I'm
there.
I'm going to go there,
Let's
right? Go. You know, I've been to a number of proms, mm-hmm. prom, you know, starts where kids are getting ready. They're
season.
Taking pictures.
Yep.
It's prom mm-hmm. season. Mm-hmm. And some of this stuff that these mothers are wearing, you know, outdoing their daughters.
In competition, you know, with their daughters.
In competition with their daughters,
wow.
right? And I'm like, well, like, when did it come to this? Like, when are you wearing booty shorts or having your belly out, your boobs out, mm-hmm. and you got these 16, 17-year-old young boys that's going to the prom over at your house. They're there to take pictures, but they looking at your mom. Like, I mean, it really, like, and right. I had to take a step back because, mm-hmm. you know, and of course, you know, we talk about it, you know, yeah. other women, we talk about, like, did you see what she had on mm-hmm. or whatever? But it is, I think that it has a lot to do with this moral compass that you see these women competing with their daughters, their 16, 17-year-old daughters, and it bothers me. It literally bothers me. I couldn't imagine, you know, me going to my prom and my date and all of them sitting there looking at my mom.
Well, a lot of these people are trying to live their lives vicariously through their children's new life, right? Or life. And so, you know, they didn't get to do so-and-so in their prime. And so now they trying to do it again. You know what I mean? And I think one of the issues I see, because we talk about moral fabric, what you're talking about is moral fabric, the moral fabric of the family. Where did that come from? That came from how we started this show. That came from, like, Miss Langston. That came from our grandparents, our mothers, our fathers, which has deteriorated. And what I see why it's getting going to get worse. I think it's getting worse mm-hmm. because look what's happening. Our baby boomers and those that came before them, we're getting ready to go into a period of time where they're going to be transitioning, and we're going to lose them, and they're not going to be around for the first time ever since we've been around. Think about that for a second. Right. Like, great grandmother and granddad, and those who could touch slavery or who had that history, mm-hmm. We're getting ready to have a point in period of time where right. all of them are going to be transitioned off.
And then what are we left with? And, you know, I think that when we talk about living in unprecedented times and mm-hmm. the things that we're seeing and things that are playing out, and you have this, you know, this changeover of the people that's on the wall of that guard, the people that are the praying people, the people mm-hmm. that are there that have been there and been the elders to stop you from, you know, going too far over the edge. You know, that's a problem. And we're seeing it play out right before our eyes. I mean, it literally bothers me, you know, when I hear people say, oh, well, don't hold parents accountable, or I can't do nothing with him. Mm. I can't do anything with my child. You know, somebody got to come and get them. Somebody, mm-hmm. you know, it's somebody else's problem. Mm. But that child didn't ask to be in this world. And yes, we all need support. We all need help. Because I know my mom needed help, right? Mm-hmm. My mom needed help with me. Mm-hmm. I went through, you know, there was some things that my mom couldn't handle for me, but there was a village.
But that's what I was. See, that's what I was just getting ready to say, though. See, that's the breakdown right there. Because to me, first of all, we got to acknowledge that we are living in unprecedented times. First and foremost, we got to acknowledge that what parents and children are going through today is much tougher than what we've ever seen, and they have more obstacles coming at them than ever before. We gotta acknowledge that. But what's the difference between raising children and having that help is that you don't have that village anymore. See, your mom probably have auntie, had different ones in the community. I know I did. I had several fathers. You know, it wasn't just my dad. It was, you know, Mr. George, the paper man down the street, various other, Mr. J that owned J&E grocery stores here locally in town. So it was just different right, ones right. that I had. But now what you're having is you don't have those individuals. So that mother, that father, that single father, that single mother that's raising their children and trying to in this type of situation where the kids are going through, they got social media. You know, there was a time when you went to school, you know, you had one or two bad kids in the class, right? Yeah. And mm-hmm. it was one or two bad kids that disrupted the class. Mm-hmm. Now in school, the good kids are the minority, right? Mm-hmm. So they're sitting off in the corner as the minority, while the majority of the class is being disruptive, is doing all kinds of things.
Well, let's you know, let me take a legal pause there okay. for a second, brother, right? Because I think that some people need to understand this, yes. right? So there was actually a lawsuit, right? Okay. So when we went to school, you mm-hmm. had, you separated kids. You mm-hmm. had, you separated the general population from mm-hmm. those children that needed a little bit more support and a little bit more help. Mm-hmm. Well, there was a lawsuit that said that the district couldn't do that any longer, mm-hmm. right? And so that they had to have the least restrictive way for children to be educated. Mm. And so for the few, they sacrificed the many in an attempt to make sure that those children that needed additional support were able to do so in a population in a way that was least restrictive.
See, I didn't even know that there was a lawsuit. But you know, I'm not surprised, because we talked about it on another one of the podcasts that we had before, that oftentimes the things and the conditions that we are in have been done by design, that have been put and so in
there's,
law. There,
of course, there's unintended consequences, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So when you have those unintended consequences, what happens, right? So those parents that can afford to send their children to private schools, those parents that can afford to move out into different neighborhoods where there's a better school, they flee, right? So they're like, I'm not going to deal with it, right? I'm not going to sacrifice my kid, right? But then you're left with the parents and those that are struggling to make it work within the system and the confines of what they have. And so there's this big argument, and it goes into, and I'm not going to go over into the ditch because we got charter school, public schools, and different options and all that. And we can go there one day. Mm-hmm. But as you talked about, all these things and systematic laws and regulations and things have been done by design, taking faith, taking God outside of school. Mm-hmm. You know, and separating church and state. You know, what happens when you lose the moral fabric of a community? We see it playing out right in front of ourselves right now. There is, you know, when you can see children have complete disregard, not only for others' lives, but their own lives, that complete disregard for themselves and for people, there is something that is going on. And I think that it has a lot to do with that we're not grounded in some type of faith, some type of understanding of a higher calling and consequences to our actions.
The Love and Light Podcast, powered by 103.9 WDKX. This is Willie Lightfoot.
And this is Lovely Warren.
And we're having a good discussion today about living during unprecedented times. We gotta, you know, where do we go from here? Like, where do we go from here? Like, we know that these times are difficult. We know that we're faced with all kind of things that we've never. We just had a international pandemic. Mm-hmm. And my issue with that is now all of a sudden people just want to. They want, you know, we talked about there was going to be a new normal, and people just kind of want to go along through life and live
as if it never happened.
Yeah, when this has had a massive impact.
Monumental.
I mean, it has had a massive impact on how we live. We cannot just continue to go through life and act like this didn't happen and we're not impacted by it. So where do we go from here? I mean, what happens from here?
I think that, you know, first we have to acknowledge that we're failing, right? And I think that when you don't acknowledge that you have these challenges and that you're failing on many levels, that's the problem, right? Mm-hmm. And we want to put you talk about the pandemic, we talk about what's happening with children and families and mm-hmm. faith and put everything out there, right? Mm-hmm. But until every fabric of our community acknowledges that we have a problem, right? And mm-hmm. not sugarcoat it, right? There's something so wrong right now that we need to call a spade a spade.
Right.
We need to call it like it is. Mm-hmm. And we need to, and until we're willing to call it like it is, then you're not going to deal with the systematic, the institutional, and the choices that we have made as community. And, you know, acknowledgement to me is the first thing that we must do.
I totally agree with you, because oftentimes we're not present, one, with ourselves, and we're not present oftentimes with each other. So we, like I said, are we living or are we existing? And a lot of people are just existing. They're just here. They're just kind of going through the motions of things. There are so many first responders, first line workers who have not had a break, who've been working all through the pandemic, who the stress level. And then we talk about how, you know, one out of five elected officials are walking away. We talk about teachers walking away. We're talking about people giving up. We're talking about people, you know, because first of all, you got to stop, pause for a second, and realize that you're overwhelmed. That this is unprecedented. Right. That this what's happening is not, it ain't normal. It's not normal. It's not how things are really supposed to be happening. It's not something that's designed to help you. That these things are stressors. That these things do affect your mental. They affect your body. They affect your so you have to stop, pause, and acknowledge. That I agree. You have to acknowledge
that.
And
that includes being honest with ourselves, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
It includes being honest with ourselves, being honest with our children, being honest with our families, being honest with our community. And, you know, in admitting that you can't do this by yourself.
No one can do this by yourself.
And, you know, as I indicated before, you know, when I think about, you know, my own mom as we celebrate Mother's Day and, you know, the support and the help that my family was able to give to her when I was mm-hmm. going through my challenges, when I was going through my struggles mm-hmm. as a young child, as a teenager, right? Mm-hmm. And so she couldn't do it by herself. It was definitely overwhelming, right? Mm-hmm. She had a autoimmune disease, you know, depression, other things that were setting in, and you know, but we had a village, we had that support, and being able to say to your village, like, look, I need your help. Mm-hmm. I need to be able to do this. I want better for my child, but I need your help in getting to this and allowing your village to be able to be that support, because you can't say I want help and then tell them what type of help,
right?
And how to help,
how you
right?
help me, right?
You know what I mean? Right, because right. you know there was some tough love that mm-hmm. came with the, mm-hmm. the help from the village. It wasn't sure. it wasn't no easy love that
no,
came.
No,
right?
No, no. Oftentimes, you know, like you said, when you did something, you know, they went home and told your family, and then you know you got a whooping by you know two or three different people on your way home. You know what I'm saying? So that village was real, but it made us into the people we are today. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's oftentimes what's missing. With that moral fabric. But you know, once again, this is the Love and Light podcast powered by 103.9 WDKX. We're talking about where do we go from here, realizing that oftentimes we're looking at the glass half full, but then we need to look at that glass is also we're looking at it typically like it's half empty, but we need to be also realize that it's also half full as well too. And there are things that we can do, and we want to say we see you, mother, single parent mother. Mm-hmm. We see you, single parent father. We see you, first line workers. We see you, those of you who may, you know, oftentimes I've never seen so many people in our city, in our local city, even in the suburbs, with signs that say, you know, they need food or they need. Typically yeah. in the city we may see it, but I'm not even starting to see it in the suburbs with people holding signs on major street lanes within our suburbs. All walks of life, white, black, Hispanic, you know, that young, old, you know, so clearly, and mental health is real and the things that people are doing too. So we want to say that we see you, we acknowledge that these are unprecedented times that we're living in, and we're encouraging that, you know, we want to encourage each other to it. First, everybody just need to take a pause.
I hear you. Just they pause, take a pause, be honest, but also I would also say that people need something to believe in.
Amen.
And, you know,
amen.
Sometimes in the end, faith is all that you have left.
Hey,
sometimes when you think about it, faith is the only thing that can get you through and amen. Keep you from giving up. You have to believe and know mm-hmm. that. And let me just be a testament to understanding that the darkness don't last always.
That's
trouble
right.
doesn't last always. And I know that when you're going through tough yep. times and going through the challenges of today,
yes.
you know, rather you think about, you know, me or children
mm-hmm.
like us that grew up in some challenging times.
Yes.
You know, we
and have
had,
been through challenges as
we were
adults.
Grounded
yeah.
in faith and mm-hmm. when you and grounded and had that to mm-hmm. lean on mm-hmm. it doesn't stop you from making mistakes, because you're going to make mistakes. It's going to stop you
don't
from
go
making
in no
hard
ditch.
Choices
no, y'all just
it's not
going to
stop you from doing all
don't
those
go
things
in no, y'all just don't know how much how many prayers Right. When I'm talking about, you know, recently when we was going through and when you was going through, you know, this whole city was praying. We know it was God. Come on now. We know it was nothing but God.
Encourage people that they cannot.
You can't give up. You can't quit.
You can't give up.
Throw the towel in.
Quitting is not an option.
Joy cometh in the morning. You do mm-hmm. not have to let go. There's somebody. God will put somebody in your path. Mm-hmm. To give you, this is what I often tell people, and why we got to be so careful of what we say to people and how we address people. Because I tell folks, look, imagine if somebody's on a ledge, right? Mm-hmm. And whatever you say to them, whatever comes out of your mouth to them is going to determine whether they step off that ledge into safety or whether they jump off to their death.
Right.
Based on what comes out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. And if we thought about that before we spoke mm-hmm. to anybody, whether it's our children, whether it's our significant others, whether it's our neighbors or people at our jobs, etc. If we thought about that, I mean, you know, going back to the Bible again, it says, you know, be swift to hear and slow to speak. If we thought about what comes out of our mouth to people, we would realize that somebody is hanging on the balance of what you say.
Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
It's hanging on the balance of what right. you say.
And absolutely.
If we were more encouraging mm-hmm. and loving and allowing people to know that, hey, I see you and I see the struggles that you're going through and little small things that it can be all right and you're going to be all right, or I'm praying for you and encouraging instead of tearing down, I think we would see that would also help build
and
back that moral fabric that's missing.
You know, that's that unprecedented times, because you see the goal in many of the things that you see on the internet and on mm-hmm. social media to mm-hmm. destroy, to yes. tear down, yes. to say things that you would not dare say to somebody in their face.
Right.
You know, I think that, you know, there's definitely some things that we have to work on. And I believe that the faith in having faith and getting back to our moral compass is something that we as a community need to understand. And this is something that's grounded in us from our roots, from our roots, from where we come from whence we came. And we cannot allow the other stuff to impact us, our very fabric of our makeup, our DNA, of being grounded in a higher being and a higher calling, and understanding that trouble does not last always, that we are a strong, not just strong, but we have the ability to overcome whatever obstacle and have overcome whatever obstacle has been placed in our way. Mm-hmm. And so we definitely want to thank and acknowledge all of our mothers on this upcoming Mother's Day,
everybody.
And let you know that, you know, we're here as a community to be that village, and everybody has a role to play in that village.
And don't give up. Don't give up. That's the message of the day. Don't give up. We see you. Don't give up, and realize that we often hear the time in education and in various systems to go back to the basics, right? To get back to the basic things that we do. And our basics, especially us as people of color, our basis has always been grounded in faith. So get back to the basic things, the things that we know work. And we know God has always been our leader, our provider. You know, we hear old mama say, God is everything. He provides, you know, everything for me. Everything I need, I got in God.
Yes, this is Lovely Warren. Above all, love mm-hmm. one another.
That's right. Love and Light Podcast, powered by 103.9 WDKX. And I'm telling you, make sure you continue to keep your light shining. Don't let nobody put a lampshade on the sun, and continue to shine your light before this entire world. We love you. God bless you. And what are we going to be talking about next? What's the next show?
So we're going to be talking about voting. We have some upcoming primaries that's coming up across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Primary day is coming up, and then we have a general election that's coming up as well. And mm-hmm. there's some tough stuff that's happening. I don't know if anybody's paying attention to the laws that's being passed in mm-hmm. Florida mm-hmm. that really impacts more so than anybody people of color. Really impacts what's happening.
Yes.
You know, look at what's happening in Texas and other states. They're testing some things out. Mm-hmm. They're testing it out in the states first to see whether they can do it nationally. And so we're going to talk about voting 101, talk about, something that Mayor Lori Lightfoot from Chicago talked about, on CNN, which is the orchestrated effort to get rid of black women as elected officials. So, let's talk about it.
All right. We're going to talk about it. This is the Love and Light Podcast.
Powered by 103.9 WDKX.
Peace.